Welcome back to the New Home Real Estate Show. I'm Alan Kruger with Keller Williams Elite Realty. Continuing my conversation now with Susan Zanders from Verico Zanders & Associates and the CHIP Mortgage Program. Susan, you have another story to tell about the successful use of the CHIP Mortgage Program. Tell us about that.
Just recently, just before Christmas, my client had a home. Value was somewhere close to $900,000. And he had a first mortgage on there, and he had also a second mortgage. So he's pretty strapped. This particular client had about $3,000 worth of pension income. His two mortgage payments were basically about $2,000. So that left him $1,000 left over for grocery money and, you know, anything else he wanted to do, which was not very much. He didn't want to sell his home quite yet. He felt that he needed 3 years to make this transition. So what we did is we paid out the first mortgage and the second mortgage, and I actually got him a little bit extra money. He has a new person in his life, and he wanted to do some traveling with her, so we got a little bit extra out of that. And so what his plans are is we've got everything paid. He has no payments. Super excited. So he's got that extra $2,000 in his pocket plus some money for travel. In 3 years, he's going to sell his home, and together him and his new friend are going to buy another property. We'll probably do a reverse mortgage on that, like we gave the first example, just putting some money in, getting a little bit more equity out, and having that money available. That was really exciting. So he's thrilled. That was his Christmas.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I know, again, people oftentimes want to access that money for the better things in life, maybe, as you mentioned, a new vehicle or travel or whatever the case may be, something they've maybe dreamed about doing but haven't had the cash to do so. But also for those people who maybe are older and maybe one of them is now having to go into a senior care facility that's going to cost you a couple $1,000s a month, and those bills quickly add up. There's no restriction on what you can do with money, correct?
That's correct, Al. Just another example was clients, her husband had gotten quite ill, and he did require to go into a senior's care home because she wasn't able to look after him at home. And you're right, that was a $3,000 a month bill for that, and she's actually expecting it to go up more. And they were comfortable in their home, but this extra bill is definitely something that was unplanned for, and they don't want to get rid of all RSP money up or their investments. It's pretty tough. Your spouse is going to be living away from you out of the home, and you've been comfortably retired together, and now you're having to just do it on your own. She wasn't really prepared for that. It was kind of more of a surprise, and so with an extra $3,000 a month all of a sudden bill, the option was either sell the home and, you know, up-rail the whole thing. I mean, it's bad enough with one party becoming ill and you're having to cover that expense, but then to move on top of that. And they had a lot of years in this home. So what we did is the income advantage, which is one of the forms of the CHIP mortgage where you actually get monthly payments out. So we got, for this particular client, we were able to get her $5,000 a month as a payment, and so that's like getting a pension from your home. So that more than covered the expenses for her husband, and then just gave her that little extra cash that she wanted to put aside just for the rainy day kind of thing. So that is definitely could be for in-home care. It can be for, you know, somebody moving out. The one thing with this particular mortgage is that, say, for instance, there's two parties on the title of the home, and one person passes away. You do not have to sell your home as long as you owner occupy your home, and that's your primary residence, until you decide to sell or you pass away, and then the estate would be required to pay it out, usually 6 months afterwards. So there's no restriction in that sense that somebody has to, you know, if one party, because there was no income qualification, so it's as long as you own your home and you're still in your home, we're able to move this forward.
Well, Susan, if somebody would like more information, if they're trying to get a better understanding of how you may be able to help them, this sounds like a great opportunity maybe for some of those people who are 55 plus. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Sure, Al. They can phone us at in Port Moody area at 604-461-8063 or toll free from any part of BC, which is 1-877-638-3600. 888, or they can email us, Zanders@telus.net, or check us out on our webpage, which is Zanders, Z-A-N-D-E-R-S, mortgages.com. We have a Facebook and a webpage. And we would be very pleased to consult with them. It doesn't take very much. They just want a quick estimate, want some time to think about it, have some questions. It's a fairly new product. It's one of our favorite products that we do, and it's the most rewarding because we help change people's lives, and it's a great product. So anytime someone wants a free consultation or has a quick question, by all means, give us a call.
Fantastic. Susan, thank you very much for your time. And again, I want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Al. Happy New Year to everyone and to you, too. Have a great one.
Susan Zanders with Verico Zanders & Associates, and you're listening to the New Home Real Estate Show on the Tri-Cities 98.7 CKPM-FM.